All right, if you'll excuse our microphone problems, I think we are about ready to go for the first of our three open forums this year. And I will be, until they fire me and get somebody else operating the open forum again this year, they can dock my pay too, I suppose, Mike. It's a pleasure to welcome you to the Truth Magazine annual lectureship. And this is generally one of the better attended and maybe most interesting of the things that we do. No offense to any particular speaker, but the open forum is always of interest to a great many people. And as we have done in the past, we're going to devote some of them, the first two this year, to specific topics. Tomorrow, as we've announced, we have a sort of a late addition to the lineup in that we'll be talking about the new hymnal that is underway. On Thursday, we will have a completely open forum, which is to say that anybody can ask any question they would like to ask on any subject. And since I don't know anything about a great many subjects, I'll be happy to pass off those questions to someone who may be able to answer them. But today, we have three very well-qualified speakers who will address, I've told them to try to keep it to about 15 minutes. I know that's hard for those of us who preach, but they're young. They can probably do it. We'll see. In order that, after we spent about the first 45 minutes or so with the prepared text of what they have decided they would like to discuss, we'd like to get the audience involved in this. I think first, if we can hold to the 45-minute limit, I would like to start a brief roundtable among the three of them, just to have them interact a little bit with each other and say, what did you hear that you liked, that you didn't like in some instance, or what would you think needs to be emphasized? And then we want to go to the audience. So certainly the last hour, maybe a slight bit more than an hour, will be your opportunity to ask a question and to participate in this forum as we come together to study and to try to discover the truth of what Scripture teaches, and then to teach it to others. Now, I know many of you know what I'm going to say for the next 5 minutes already, but we want to get people here every year who have not been here before. We want new people. In the context of an open forum, maybe we want fresh meat. I don't know if that's a good analogy or not. So on the off chance that there are those here who have not been at one of our open forums before, Steve, if we can go to the PowerPoint, I need to very briefly, I can do this in 5 minutes or less, I think, talk a little bit about the guidelines for what we want to do. And if you just scroll ahead, this is an open forum. We want audience involvement. That's the point of it. But open does not mean unlimited. So when the time comes to ask questions, I'm going to ask that you limit your questions to questions, not statements, not debate propositions. If you want to argue with one of them, they'll probably hold up their end of the conversation, but we'd like you to keep your question to a minute or two, and I reserve the right as a moderator to interrupt, to conclude, to change the subject, to hit the trapdoor button, whatever it is that I think is called for and appropriate in that circumstance. I will not allow harangues. We are brothers and sisters. We ought to be able to discuss things in a polite, a civil, a brotherly way. And I would ask also that if somebody says something that you agree with, if you just feel particularly moved to give a good hearty amen, that's certainly not out of bounds, but I would ask that applause or anything like that that you might get at a concert of some kind, that we hold that to a minimum or not at all. We want to do things decently and in order, although as we go to the next slide, Steve, I would point out Truth Magazine, the foundation, this group is not the church. We are not here as a congregation in a sense of a group in a fixed location meeting from place to place like the church at Corinth or the church at Philippi or the churches of Galatia or the church in Danville or the churches in Louisville. We are individual Christians who have come together as a group. Truth Magazine does not determine orthodoxy. Not only do we not want to, we cannot do that. It is not our aim. If we can go next, we're not interested in doing that. We can't make brotherhood policy. I'm not trying to sell the farm, as somebody said to me years ago, and my response to it was, who's got the deed? I don't know who would have the wherewithal to do that. So very quickly, if we can proceed. We are not brotherhood watchdogs. It is not our purpose to set orthodoxy. What we do is we provide forums, written forums, open forums, verbal forums in this case, for brethren to discuss various issues. That's what we do. That's the purpose of the paper. Now, we don't do that just to be discussing. We want to give opportunity for response if somebody disagrees, but we're looking for the truth. If you think we don't have it, if you think we say something, either I do or some of the brethren who are on the forum, you may certainly feel free to disagree, and we'll give you reasonable opportunity for response. We are seeking to find the truth and to teach the truth. I believe we can work together in a brotherly way to do that. Let's go on, Steve, very quickly. So, we're a human institution. We make mistakes. Just scroll on down there. I think everybody knows this. We're not above criticism. It's no news flash that brethren disagree with each other. And so I would ask this of you. If you think we can improve, please tell us. If there's a better way to run this forum, if there's a better way to run this lectureship, if there's a better way to be an editor, you can see Mike about that. If you've got somebody in mind who'd rather be editor, well, I don't know whether we need to talk about that or not. But if you think there's a way we can improve, we'd like to listen to you. Or better yet, if you can do it better, please write an article, submit something to Mike, make a suggestion for a forum topic, suggest somebody else to run the open forum. We're looking for any way to do something that can be done better. So, you get my point. All right, Steve, are we done yet? I think no. All right, let's not go there. I'm done. Except for the introductions. In the lecture book, we have three manuscripts from three very able young men, and I'm going to introduce them very quickly. You can read about their introductions and about their biographies in the book, so I won't read everything that's here. But starting with Jason Harden, who's on this forum because he is my nephew-in-law. No, that's really not true. It's true. He's a nephew by marriage. His parents, Steve and Donna Harden, are here. Steve is a brother to Mike Harden, who is my brother-in-law, married to my sister. So, as someone said, it's a small gene pool. But I'm happy to own the relationship, even whether he is or not. Jason was born in Louisville. He preaches now. He's, of course, his father's at Plainfield. He's worked in some different programs, but is now working with the Thayer Street Church in Akron. And he would like me to make one correction to the manuscript, and that is that they now have two daughters rather than one. Jason will speak to us first of all. And again, we'll try to hold these, if we can, to about 15 minutes. Daniel Ruegg was born in 1979. That pains me to report that. For the simple reason, I've been preaching in Danville since 1979. Where does the time go? But we're glad you're here. And delighted to have him with him. I know Daniel probably less well than any of the other individuals on the forum, but he's preached a number of places by appointment and currently at Burbank Road in Worcester, Ohio. And we are delighted to have him on the forum today. Steve Deaton lived in Danville for a while and was a student in classes that I taught, but don't hold that against him. He's actually the old guy on the forum or on the panel as far as these fellows, the present company accepted, of course, and has a wealth of experience, served in the United States Air Force, has been in various places, one of the best students, I will say this quite honestly, that we had at Danville. It was a pleasure to have him in class. He always contributed, and I'm looking forward to hearing the things that he's going to say to it. But I want to shut up and sit down and let these fellows have the floor, and so we'll proceed in the order in which they are in the book. And gentlemen, if we can do this in 45 minutes, it would please me greatly. Thank you.